Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September 18th, 2020. The time is 10 a.m. We are on day 10 of our CJO session. Congresswoman Stabler, would you pray for us this morning, please?
Yes, thank you. If you'll join me. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day and we thank you for this opportunity we have to care for our Osage people. We ask that you watch over our people. We ask that you heal our sick. Put your arms around our families who are in mourning at this time, that you comfort the veterans and our elderly in any needs that they have. And of course, always watch out for our children. We ask that you give us a heart that will make the best decisions for our nation and do the job that we're here to do. We ask all this in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you, Congresswoman. Roll call, please.
Congressman Bickhorst.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebar.
Present.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
I see you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
We have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Excuse me. Please review the journal from September 17th.
Motion to approve the journal.
Second.
There's a motion by Congressman Walker and seconded by Congresswoman Bighorst to approve the journal. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed? Okay, the motion, or excuse me. The journal is approved for September 17th. Next is reports of select committees. I don't believe there are any. Reports of standing committees.
Yes, Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bighorst.
Yes, ma'am. Cultural Committee report. Bill number ONCA 20-72, an act to provide an appropriation to the Village Committee funds in the amount of $320 for the fiscal year of 2020 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor was Congresswoman Jody Rebard. The date of the meeting was September the 14th and September the 17th. Final committee action was due pass with amendments. Voting yes was Stabler, Rebard, Keene, Maker, and Bighorst. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Congressman.
Madam Speaker, this is Brandy.
Congresswoman Lemon. Morning.
Morning, Madam Speaker and everyone. I have a question really quick before report. Speaker Pratt, I see at the bottom here, it says that you were absent, but I believe you were in attendance.
I was at the beginning, and then I notified the clerk, because you were all on discussion, I notified the clerk that I was called up to my children's school, so I had to get up there, and so I missed the final vote.
Okay, thank you very much, and I do see one small typo on the yes vote that I missed yesterday. So the Health and Social Services Committee met on September 17th and discussed Bill Number ONCA 20-79, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act 16 ONC subsection 3-105, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Jody Rivard. The final committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes was Lemon, Stabler, Big Horse, Good Fox, and Tillman, and Speaker Pratt was absent. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Congresswoman Good Fox.
Speaker Pratt. Thank you. Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee met on September 17th regarding the appointee Tammy Baldoff for the Osage Nation Gaming Commission. The final committee action was the candidate is qualified by education experience and there are no ethical or legal barriers to service. Voting yes were Good Fox, Shaw, Keene, Lemon, Rivard, and Stabler.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Okay, that's the end of the standing committee's reports. Next is introductions of bills and resolutions. Do we have any today? Seeing none, ONCA 2076 remains on General Order Day 1. General Order Day 2, ONCA 2075 remains. And therefore, we are in motions and notices.
Speaker Pratt.
Speaker.
Congresswoman Good Fox.
Commerce, Gaming, and Land Committee will meet today from 1 to 2:50.
Thank you. Second Speaker Rivard.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. Speaker, appropriations will meet immediately following session. And so I was wanting to get a specific time with the clerk so that she could be ready.
Clerk.
1:20 would be fine.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Health and Social Services Committee meeting is will meet today from 3 until 4:50 p.m. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Second speaker, I'm sorry, what time did you say? I heard it as 1:20. So I apologize. I just want a clarification. What time will appropriations begin?
10:20 this morning.
Oh, 10:20. Okay. All right. Thank you. If there's nothing else, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn until Monday at 10 a.m.
Second, this is Brandy.
Thank you. Motion's made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor say yes.
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 Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no. Yes. We're adjourned until Monday at 10 a.m. Thank you.
Go back.